I'd like to welcome you back to Old Asaf and Practice Series. There was a question that was presented a few months ago, where there was a Kala who had a hard time getting clean, getting through her Zayin Nikiyim, and it turned out that the last day, the seventh day of her Zayin Nikiyim, fell out to be the day of her wedding. And she wanted to know whether it would be permissible for her to go to the mikvah on her wedding day during the daytime, because obviously she didn't want to be prohibited to her future husband the first night after they were married. So today's daf, Nida Daf Samach Zayin, we find the concept that there's a prohibition, in fact, to go to the mikveh during the day. However, the Rama writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin, "V'hakalos atovus kodem achupa," kalos, brides, that go to the mikveh prior to their wedding, "Yicholos litvol b'yom d'holobayin etzal achos nadlayel," they are permitted to go to the mikveh during the day because they are not going to be together with their chasan, with their future husband, until nightfall. In order to understand this Rama, you have to understand the Gemara. Why is it, in fact, prohibited to go to the mikveh during the day, specifically on the seventh day of her Zayin Nikiyim? And so the Gemara explains, because there's a concern, Shema Tira, maybe she will see blood v'tistar, and she will have to restart counting her Zayin Nikiyim. The explanation for this halacha is that on one hand, we are familiar with the concept of Mikses Hayom Kikulo. Part of the day is considered a whole day. And therefore, when it comes to the seventh day of Zayin Nikiyim, in essence, we're able to say, once you started counting, once you began counting on the seventh day of Zayin Nikiyim, it's as if you finished all of Zayin Nikiyim, and therefore, midoraisa, a woman is permitted to go to the mikvah. She's able to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. However, the Gemara was concerned that maybe once we permit her to go to the mikvah, she will be with her husband. And then later on in the day, she will see more blood. And the halacha is that if a woman sees blood later on in the day, even though she already went to the mikvah, it's as if she never went to the mikvah in the first place, and she was always usher like a nida. And therefore the Gemara was concerned that if we permit a woman to go to the mikvah on that seventh day, and then she'll be with her husband, maybe she will see blood, and it will come out that she was over on isser nida when she was with her husband. Therefore we prohibit all women from going to the mikvah on the seventh day, and in fact the Gemara expands it to the eighth day as well, Mishrum Srachbita, that maybe someone will observe that she's going to the mikvah during the day and not be able to distinguish between the seventh day and the eighth day. Therefore, we prohibit, unless under extraordinary circumstances, to go to the mikvah at all times during the day. However, the Rama explains that when it comes to a kala, we don't have such a concern. A kala is only going to be with her husband, with her chasan, at night. Therefore, even though she'll go to the mikvah during the day, there's no concern that she would be with her husband and later on see blood, because she can't be with her husband anyway. They won't be getting married till nightfall. And based on this Rama, many mikvahs have the practice to allow kalos to go to the mikvah during the day. However, it's not so simple to apply this leniency of the Rama to our scenario, because in our case, the kala is in fact getting married that day. Her chuppah was scheduled during that day. And the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Daglum Ravava that in the case in which a kala's chuppah is during the daytime, she wouldn't be able to go to the mikvah on that seventh day. But the psak given to this kala who asked the question was in fact that she would be able to go to the mikvah during the 7 days. A difficult enough situation that we'd be able to be lenient for her. However, she was cautioned to make sure that she wouldn't have yichud together with her chasan immediately after the chuppah regularly. Rather, they should leave the door unlocked or have someone inside walking in and out to avoid problems of yichud.